drop the ice in the Buffalo. Line up the mics and away we go. We got 99 minutes, now the rabbit hole.
Now we're rolling.
Don't push it. You see that button? Don't
yes,
push
this
it.
One, like Mitch does. Fucking Mitch, Mitch cost us a whole goddamn episode.
And that was
he's sitting over there. I'm like, yeah, that button. Whoa! He just starts hitting it like
not
a
true.
Like
yeah,
a,
that's true.
Like a fucking three, like a 3 year old pushing elevator buttons.
No, that's true.
Like you fucking asshole.
It's like Will Ferrell and Elf, who just ran his hand down the board.
Yeah.
I think he did it on purpose because that was really funny that episode.
I know.
Let that out.
I know. That's what was even more disappointing about it. We're back to Spain. I still haven't put that on the board. I need to. I'll do it this weekend.
Three different people have sent me that on Instagram.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Three different people. And it just keeps saying, like, hey, man, I thought you'd like this.
I just keep getting an exceptional amount of bracelet jokes, is what keep coming in. Like, oh, man.
It's just the gift that keeps giving. Have we gotten Amanda?
Have you said anything about my bracelet situation.
What went through your mind when he said, I need you to help me pick out bracelets?
I think I said...
I don't remember wearing a gay man.
I think I said, I wear homemade tie-dye dresses. Why are you asking me for fashion advice?
People love
what
your style.
Response?
They talk about it all the time. Every time she's out, they're like, oh, I love your dress. I'm like, I wouldn't just... Like, guys, the things guys don't do, hey, dude. Well, I guess I have told people I like their shirt or something.
Yeah.
If it's funny.
But I generally like, say it to the other.
I did tell Mike that he looked good at J-Dub's birthday party.
I remember
too.
That too. I thought about that the other day.
I don't know if what was it day. That you looked good about.
He just he looked dialed in. He was like the way that he was dressed, everything.
Prepared
he looked like
day.
He had his shit together.
Yeah, you
weren't
there, so you wouldn't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. You bailed.
No.
You hate J-Dub.
I don't know if you guys remember, but I was at a viewing.
I was at a viewing.
And died.
Mitch has had like 10 people close to him die in the past. Conveniently, whenever. Oh, he's not available to come to anything.
Well, I busted his balls that night on Messenger. I'm like, I'm missing a good party or something like that. And he's like, oh, I'm at a funeral. I'm like, God damn it. Yeah, like, now I feel like a fucking asshole.
That's when, as a man, you're not a man, but if you were a man, you would double down and then be like, so? don't think the guy's going anywhere. J-Dub's still here.
So take the cold cuts to go.
Take the cold cuts to
J-Dub's
go.
J-Dub's
still here. Clearly. That guy's not going to know that you weren't at his funeral.
Yeah. They'll never know.
Yeah, they'll never know.
Oh, God.
They'll never know.
Oh, Jesus. Why are you wearing a hat that says arse?
I found it in Tuffy Brooks, man. And it makes me laugh. Arse. Arse is funny. So I'll tell you what immediately went through my head was this guy, my brother Ryan. So forgive me, Ryan, because
I'm going to tell everyone that you're gay now.
Ryan doesn't love this joke, but Ryan was not around a lot, like for many years at different events. And we had this other guy, Mike would come to things. And
not
he was
me.
My
I'm
dad's,
not friends with Mitch.
Yeah. My dad's friend, Mike, I'll say, comes to all these events because, you know, he was single and we all got along.
Ready to mingle.
I was about to say that. I was like, that's not funny.
Really,
I wanted to say
really
that.
Good friends
that's
with
not
my
worth
dad.
It.
He was like a wedding crasher scenario.
It was at first, my dad's like, do you guys mind if Mike comes with us to
yes,
top golf?
We
and we're like, who's Mike?
Fucking
and
Mike sucks.
Over 15 years or 20 year period, he was just like around a lot. And so we called him Alternate Ryan. And so this is
not Uncle Mike.
Not
alternate
Uncle
Ryan.
Mike, Alternate Ryan.
It's like my sister made that exact same joke when you came on that the Thanksgiving Lions trip 20 some years ago. when my brother didn't go, but it was like me, my sister, Uncle Jay, all of them. We all went up there on Thanksgiving, and she's like, "Oh, he's Brett's alternate." And then like, I think you even got in like a picture at the end of the of the day. Like we were in my uncle's basement, the Lions' basement, and it was like
the goal.
Like, get it? He's like hugging my grandma Thornton.
Oh yeah,
she and I. She loved Mitch.
She and I had grandma's, a special
grandma's love Mitch.
That should be my tagline. My hashtag is grandma's love.
You should have that. We should put that on the shirt list. Grandma's love me.
That's right,
Mitch. The quote added to the
artificial hips don't.
Yeah.
Is that on the back or in small letters under it?
It's right above the hip.
Right above the hip. Artificial hips don't. Good God. What do you think is the oldest woman you would have sex with, Mitch? Do you feel that it's like a hard number? That like I just marked there for a second. my inner Mark the Cop just came out. Hard. The if there was a woman that you met that was like hot and was older, and you know, is there would it be compromised by an actual number if you found out she was a certain age that was like, I couldn't do that. Even if I thought she was hot and I bonded with her, I just can't because she's too old.
I don't think that would go through my mind based on age.
Okay.
I think if I get along with somebody and it, you know, there's chemistry, then go for it.
Yeah.
The oldest that I've been with romantically is
9 years older than
you. Yeah, I was 40. I was 41, and she, 10 years. If I was 41, she was 51, but she did not look 51. Wow, so
she looked great. 81.
She looked 97.
She looked way older.
She looked.
I'm in a wrinkly phenomenally old.
Was she a grandmother?
No. We had kids similar ages, and we knew each other back when I lived in West Virginia, and then
got
back together post marriage.
Almost heaven.
Post marriages.
That's awesome, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Another homemade original.
Yeah.
Do you think that
I make my own clothes.
I make my own clothes.
I'm off the grid.
That's why I married
Take
her.
That, TJ Maxx.
I'm off the grid.
Well, when you can't find what you like to buy,
I'm a self-anista.
What did you just create that? Self-anista?
Well, shoppers at TJ Maxx are sometimes referred to as Maxanistas.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
I don't shop
like
that.
Fashionista.
I guess I just outed myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Actually, I have shopped at TJ Maxx.
I don't know.
These candles are from TJ Maxx.
They got a great
selection.
They got lots of bracelets there.
Do they?
Where's did you see them light up?
TJ Maxx by Austin Landon.
Really? Yeah. I've also been to the one on over there by the Dayton Mall, too, which
is
different.
What's the one in Town and Country? What's their...
That's TJ Maxx.
It's also a TJ Maxx? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I've been to that one, and I got some stuff I really like.
There you go. Yeah.
Were you a regular patron of the Town and Country, like, for years?
TJ Maxx?
Or just any of the place in Town and Country?
The Chick-fil-A, yes.
I heard that line is horrible.
The Kroger.
They make it really...
You would go to the Kroger
there? That was my Kroger, yeah.
That entire thing just gives me a fucking panic attack.
The parking lot?
Just, yes, dealing with the whole thing. It's like,
but
I
like
people.
A Trader Joe's from time to time.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's has pumpkin coffee every year that I like in the fall.
Oh, nice.
Jess was just telling me about some freezer croissants that are
They've got
the bomb.
Good freezer frozen bananas with chocolate on them. Ooh. That they sell. That's really, really good.
Yeah, Jess said you like get them out of the box and let them like rise overnight. And then you bake them.
I'm listening.
I saw a T-shirt.
Life
yesterday
hack too. Said... Trader Joe's has cheap flowers.
Oh, really?
You can get like a decent bouquet for like $4.99.
Nice.
Really?
If you ever need to know,
I need it.
There's a place
I screw
over
up
here.
A lot.
I grow my own flowers.
I'm off the grid.
I'm off the grid.
I do, but not very well.
That's another shirt.
Yeah, I'm off the grid. Yeah.
Yes. And that's for you.
We're just constantly fighting that. You feel attacked. I feel attacked.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, I mean, you do a lot of self. I mean, you make your own tie-dye dresses. which all look like they're shit you would buy in like the Earthbound Trading Company.
Yeah.
I'm like legitimately surprised by, because, you know, I'm such a pessimist asshole.
How do you make it?
She'll buy a plain dress and then, tie dye them.
Okay.
In when they come out, it's like, you ever been to like one of those Earthbound Trading Companies?
Yeah.
And like the shit that's in there, it's like, holy shit. Like, and I'll see what she's made. I'm like, Jesus Christ, it like looks like professional. And I'm like, mine would look like I fucking just dropped it. Look like your pants when you fell in the grease vat.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And
get to drive by that spot every day
you get to drive by it. Remember?
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, fuck. Sport. Oh, my God.
Sport service. What's going on?
You hear the door coming up, and it's like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I've been up for like 28 hours, but I'm pretty, what? Like, he looked like he had dress shoes, like sheened, polished dress shoes on.
In a matter of 30 seconds, yeah. I sheened my shoes.
And I was like, what the fuck? And then they got him like, oh, God, he fell into the fucking... into the vat. That's hilarious.
Oh, you just unlocked a core memory for me. How satisfying was it to let the roll top door go on the shower?
I know. I still do it.
Yeah.
You let it roll through your hands.
Yes.
And then you get the timing of it. I still do it every time. Spanish Chuck E.
You fucking fell in the grease trap.
You had to just pitch those pants, right? There was no saving
gone.
Them.
Shoes gone.
Well,
shoes,
didn't like your didn't. We're gonna get deep here medically.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't like your balls and shit. Like fucking get like break out.
I'd really not the balls. It was the inside of my legs. I'd really back chafing for like 2 years
because you kept working the rest of the night when we were.
I went and took a shower.
Yeah,
but even then, just no matter what I could do,
old French fry grease.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing I did would really help. So it was like,
and we were rolling up that porta floor, which was awful night. Without having grease on your. I mean, my own grease.
Yeah, it didn't get to my boys. It was just below the boys.
Was that
the Fly City Jamboree?
I couldn't think of the name.
Yeah, U92.
Well, so many stories for that one.
It bankrupted the U92 radio station.
Is that really true?
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Because they used to do it over there at Kettering Fields, and they would charge whatever $20-$25 a head, and people could bring their own coolers with beer and shit in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then they tried to like go glorious candy in the bars. Second year. Yeah, candy bars.
So, I'm sorry, I've got questions. Where is this grease trap? That like, how do you fall into a grease trap?
I'll explain the story.
Yeah,
it's
go
in the
head, and I'll add.
We probably haven't told this in a year. It periodically comes up. So if any new listeners, but. We had to go around. We had to get something off of the loading dock, and a hole on the Monument Street side of the Dragons, right there. And there's like three garage stores.
Yeah.
We were breaking down after the Fly City Jamboree concert, so it's like 3 a.m. And we're all exhausted. We were up all day. We're taking this porta floor, which was they put down over the field. We're rolling it all up, and Mitch was there helping us because he was in operations at the time. And Gary was there, and Ryan, and there was someone else was out there too.
Yeah, I don't remember who else was.
But the who was the balding guy that was in taking Darren Marchant? He came out there. I remember him coming out and laughing.
Everybody, thanks, come quick!
Dear. So yeah,
somebody did something stupid.
Right there on the third base side. Yeah, is where those are. So we needed to get something out of there.
Park. And then there's that cutout right on the road, and then there's areas for the food to be delivered into where it used to be sports service.
Yeah, I don't know who it is now, but so they have all. So Mitch is like, I'll go through the inside and I'll open the garage doors. They're like manual chain garage doors on the inside, and he's like, I'll go in there and I'll open it up. So we all went around the outside. So me and Ryan and Gary are out there, and we hear like clanging of because he's got
a commotion.
Well, there's all of these like 55 gallon drums and like trash cans and shit out there. So he's got to climb over them to get to the chain to bring it up. So we hear him clang, clang, clang. He's getting there, and then I just hear kaboom, and then oh fuck, oh my God, like what the fuck happened? And then we're on the outside, so then the chain just starts coming up. So we're seeing it like reveal itself as it comes up.
Just note, nobody said, are you okay?
Yeah. He literally went to step on, it had a lid on it, right?
Yeah, but I was trying to step on the side on like the rims.
Okay.
Like the ridge, you know, whatever right, you want to call more it, because they were covered.
And of a 55-gallon drum.
That went right on in.
Right, and it was used French fry grease.
Mm-hmm. It smells so, awful, yeah. too.
As that door's coming up, I'm seeing is in, like, again, we were there. I'd been there for, like, 24 straight hours, and I was looking, like, thought I was hallucinating. I'm like, his shoes look really shiny, like military polished ones, but it was just grease on them.
And they were just regular brown shoes, and I had been wearing them all day.
And he had khaki pants on, I remember
khaki
that.
Khaki cargoes on, because, you know.
Because that was hot at the time.
And the cargo pants filled up with grease. That was cool.
The pockets.
Yeah.
He took his pants off on the sidewalk, and he was like flapping his arms like a penguin.
It was great.
Like,
you see how the concrete gets dark right by that
bus? Right where it happens.
That's
my grease spot from 20 years ago.
And then of course Gary's our director of operations. He just immediately radios. Like, everyone who's there, and he's like, come to the loading dock right now. So then everyone starts showing up, and they're just, like, pointing at Mitch and laughing.
We've got awful. Pictures, multiple people taking pictures.
I have pictures somewhere. I took pictures on digitals.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I had a digital, like, that slide open the face, because I was taking, they had me taking pictures to make sure that they didn't fuck anything up on the field. Like, pictures of everything. So I had that camera, so I have pictures of you when that happened.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Just sit still, Mitch. We're going to get you help. Everybody go.
Everyone come here.
I'm like, so I live, Amanda, you know where I live, but right across the street.
Yes. What's your address?
It's right here.
Let's share it with everyone.
I am 500 feet from that spot. That's where I sleep at night. Every single day.
Is that some sort of suppressed trauma?
It's not. It's actually hilarious. It's just that every summer when it gets really hot, I smell like fry grease just for, like, you know, the hotter months. That's all.
Just the hotter months.
Just the hotter months.
Just when it liquefies again.
Just when it comes out my pores all of a sudden when I'm chafing because I'm thick and my legs rub together.
Thicky menage.
I can relate.
Yeah.
I just lost a pair of hiking pants, my insulated ones. I went to pee in the woods, and I'm like, oh, there's a hole in that thigh. Guess they're not getting washed.
Have you seen the Wizinator? The Lady Wizzy thing?
I don't think that's really worth. Then I have to carry like a pee funnel around. That's disgusting.
All right, fair enough.
A Wizzy?
And then what do you do? Like, you just toss that in a bag or
something? You drink out of it later.
Yeah. Some drippage or something, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't have to worry about that. I peed behind a bush outside of a Hampton Inn in Huntsville, and it was nice to be able to do that. Because I peed outside a bar, and then I bought a 4-pack of Coors Lights from the gas station to drink outside of the hotel by myself while I looked at my phone.
Wait, what restaurant was it in Dallas? Was it a Whataburger that was...
Where I walked.
No, you took an Uber through the drive-thru? Yeah.
Well, I walked to it first. Then it was closed.
So then you called an Uber.
I called an Uber to drive me through the drive-thru that said it was 24 hours. And then they didn't answer the fucking call when we got to the thing, which they're liars. Fuck Whataburger. And then I think about that every time I see it. I drove by several of them last week, and I'm like, fuck Whataburger.
Yeah.
As it went by, because they lied to me, 24 hours. And then I'm like, oh, the 24-hour must be drive-thru because the front door's not open. Uber, and then the guy, and I, and it was to my hotel, so I'd walked like a mile to get there from this from my hotel, and Ubered back to the hotel. That was the plan. But when he got there, I was like, "Hey, just drive through the drive thru." The guy didn't even speak English. Oh, I'm like, just go through the drive thru
and bring me back.
And I'm like,
"Listen,
I'm like,
do you want to make a cheeseburger or not, dude? Okay,
I'll tip you additional money. Just make it happen.
I'll buy you one."
I'm yelling out the window at the drive thru thing, like, "Hello!" for like 10 minutes.
It is closed. It is closed.
And then he drove me back to the hotel. And then after he dropped me off of the hotel, I then walked the other way, like a mile to a gas station.
And he bought a bunch of
English. In the Whataburger. That's how drunk I was.
It probably wasn't even a Whataburger. Yeah, it was probably like
dry cleaners. Yeah. Drive 24 hours.
Sir.
The driver is so confused.
I keep seeing these things he says. Hey, did you see the new deal on the shoes? It's like BOGO. I can't believe this. I've got to go do it.
BOGO, you're so hip.
And somebody in the reply on the text and the screenshot says, I was your Uber driver like 6 months ago. Stop texting me.
Stop texting me. Exactly. Oh, BOGO.
Yeah.
No, I can't even remember what the circumstances were and how I even got that. What I was down there for the
playoff game
for the NLCS. Yeah. But I can't even remember where we went and where I drank to get that drunk.
Because I like to call that a problem. No.
I can't remember.
Kill the mics. It's time to do it.
It's time to do it.
We care about you.
We care about you. This is a safe place. People here love you.
Lock right, Steve?
Robin, show me the birthmark on her left shoulder. It's very sexy. Punches them out. I love the cable guy.
Do you have any birthmarks?
Mm-hmm. The third nipple, remember? Remember?
Beast, those more of remember?
Remember?
I love so. Your wife is here.
It's a nubbin. I mean, that's considered my birthmark, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Deformity.
Have you heard this? That's how you died in a past life?
Somebody stabbed me with a nipple. Somebody gave me a third nipple.
No, you got shot
during transition.
You got shot. You got shot in the Revolutionary War.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm seeing like a musket ball.
Yeah. See, now she believes it already. She's got it now. Yep. It's in her head.
Yep. Ooh. Yep. What's your birthmark?
I have a
murder.
In the back of my hairline.
Oh, somebody shot you in the back of the head.
Execution.
I'm probably a witch.
Yeah. She's a witch.
Did you see on that picture I sent you of Anderson, the birthmark on her foot?
I didn't.
Yes, it's grown over her life, of course, because his foot has grown.
But how do you think you get killed with your foot?
That's what I'm trying to come up with.
Step on a nail and get tennis.
Gangrene.
Gangrene.
Yeah.
Trench foot. Look at she was on the Western Front.
Look at that on her foot down there.
Oh, like on the ankle?
No. It's on the front of her foot, like on the top.
You're going to have to zoom it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
I thought that was a house arrest bracelet.
No, that's not.
Oh, wow.
Pretty substantial, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's big.
Why'd you do that to her, Mitch?
I can't figure out
your bad DNA gave her that.
Maybe she
got her foot caught in a wolf trap.
Oh, shit.
And like during the Revenant time period. Uh-huh. And she just, she starved.
Was fighting a bear.
Maybe.
Died alone in the woods.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Maybe a bear grabbed her by the foot and then flung her.
I don't know that I have any birthmark. Do you have a birthmark, Mike?
Died in the woods.
No, I don't.
No. So you've never died.
First life, I guess.
First life.
Yeah,
first
you're life. Brand new. And that, like, I always say she's like Phoebe from Friends. It's not even questioned where he said that. Like, I wish I could remember. Joey's like, I wish I could remember all these past lives. Well, of course you wouldn't remember, sweetie. You're brand new. And like pats him on the head like it's his first life.
I have this giant freckle. Maybe that's the exit wound.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, shit.
At an angle?
Could have been an arrow.
Do you call that a frackle because it's so big?
That's like a funny gag, though, that the arrow headband is like, oh.
But only one part of your face got lodged in your skeleton.
No, I just call it a
She died during an improv.
It doesn't have a special name like my toes.
Your toes have special names?
They're tingers.
Joel.
Oh, tingers.
What?
Did Joel name them?
Toe fingers.
Tangers.
Let's see.
Tingers.
Let's get a picture.
She has the longest toes.
It's the...
Whoa!
Look at that.
Oh my God! You gripped your finger.
Oh my gosh,
yeah, that seemed like a thing you guys do.
Like Curious George.
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't.
I do. Pick, I do.
She
pick
gives
stuff
me foot jobs.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. She grip.
I don't know.
Amanda, I heard a joke yesterday. It said, "What's the difference between purple and pink?"
Oh God!
The grip.
Oh God.
That's what just happened with your toe wrapping around Joel's finger.
It's like that. I was expecting. It was literally like the Marty Funkhauser. I was thinking when he goes to tell Seinfeld that joke, and Seinfeld's just like, he's half amused. Yeah, he's like, I have a joke for you. I don't want to hear one. I'm curious. Just let me get through it. And he's like, yeah, a woman is very concerned about the size of her opening. He's like, her what? Her opening. And he's like, oh God, like, this is where it's gonna go. But he doesn't stop him. Have you seen that one?
No.
Pull that up. Do the Marty Funkhauser joke. You would I'm dead serious. I think Curb Your Enthusiasm is funnier than Seinfeld.
I
Like
I've
it
seen
is,
like two seasons, but there's like then put 16 yeah, joke. Or something, right?
There's a lot.
The 129. That video there.
This one here?
Yep.
Is that Super Dave?
Yes.
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, kill it.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
Want to hear a joke?
No, he doesn't want to hear a joke. We have a read through.
Yeah, we got
it. Let me just get right through it.
Okay.
A woman's very afraid of the size of her opening.
What is she afraid of?
The size of her opening. So she goes to her mother. She says, what am I going to do? I'm so big down there. When I marry Harry, he's going to divorce me. Her mother says, don't worry, sweetheart. It runs in the family. Do what I did when I married your father. Go to the market, get some raw liver, put it in there. He'll never know the difference.
Oh, my God.
So she does. They have 8 hours of sex after their marriage. She wakes up at 10 o'clock. He's gone, but there's a note on her pillow. It says, my darling Harriet, to think that I waited a year to consummate our love relationship makes my heart beat so loud. I'm surprised it didn't wake you up. The only reason I'm not here now, darling, is I'm at work to make enough money to buy you a house, a picket fence, we'll have dogs and children.
Ah, this is not so bad.
Oh, yeah, this is great. Will you finish the fucking joke already?
When the 5 o'clock dinner bell rings, I will be home like the winged gossamer of your love in your arms, your loving husband, Harry.
Ah, that's nice.
P.S. Your cunt is in the sink.
Okay, you told your joke. Let's go.
How good is that?
It surprised me. It surprised me. I had no idea it would be that revolting.
Ladies and gentlemen, please hold the work. Let's take our places. For yeah,
they didn't even, like, do you know anything about that show where, like, they don't write a script?
Yeah, they just write a premise.
They write a premise and say, get there. Yeah. So there's improv in it.
I love it.
And, like, yeah, they're like, and it was literally just... Tell him a joke, and then you don't want to hear the joke. And so Jerry didn't even know what joke was coming. So he's really laughing, like at the end of it. But like, Jerry, act like you don't want to hear it. That's all the whole thing is, like he's gonna be an annoying guy. And yeah, it was like
he's great when he was the bodyguard on Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
God, I don't remember just, that.
He's hilarious.
He is so funny.
His face is so weird. Like
he's deadpan.
He's like
you know,
a
it's like.
Puppet, like only yeah. his mouth moves, and then he has these weird slow blinks, and it creeps me out.
Funkhauser. We watched that. He was on. Yeah, the name is perfect. Too. Perfect. Marty, like anyone named Marty.
Yeah,
it's like you're just immediately.
You're either a funny Jewish guy yeah,
or you're a scumbag, like used car salesman.
Yeah, exactly.
Dole Marty Schwartz.
Come on down to Funkhauser cars.
Yeah, Marty's cars.
Marty's cars. Don't yeah. tell him you got Funkhauser.
Yeah, he's the. But that dude's fucking hilarious, man. If every time he pops in on that show, it's so funny. It's like, which I that like reminds me, fucking Richard Jerry's, Lewis dying.
Oh yeah, R.I.P.
I know.
But celebration today is Bon Jovi's birthday.
John Bon Jovi's birthday.
I wish he was never born.
You got to keep the faith, man.
He's got good hair.
Yeah, he does.
No, even we'll now. Give him that.
Yeah. Doesn't I mean, it's still, I mean, it's dated, but it's still good hair.
It's dated, but
more
good
of a
hair.
Ricky Sambora type. So.
Did you ever have a thing for John Bon Jovi? Like in that when you were younger? Who did you have the like I know that like you got into your like angry high school years and you started liking like rough rock star guys. But like yeah, did you have like crushes when you were like a schoolgirl on
Val Kilmer?
Ooh.
Val Kilmer was one okay. of them.
Like the Saint about that time.
Yeah.
That's She's like, what is that?
He really wanted
like
cold
Island
fusion.
Of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah.
When he was that age.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he was like.
Not now. Definitely not now.
Well, that's sad, though.
Yeah. But you don't like him now.
No. I mean, he's. Yeah.
Wow. He's fat and gross. Yeah. He talks too much.
No, actually,
he's the opposite. He's not dead, is he?
I don't think he's dead
no.
yet.
Talk
he's
to the Maverick. Like,
well, he's dead to me because he died in
Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Is that any good?
Yeah.
Dustin.
So you were Dustin's Val like, Kilmer.
Can we fucking talk about Top Gun Maverick anymore? 4 fucking episodes in a row.
Kurt Russell.
Really?
I thought Kurt Russell was.
Kurt Russell.
Man. That's great.
I mean, yeah. That's
you can do worse.
Yeah,
he's off the grid.
You still don't you still kind of think Kurt Russell's sexy now?
Yeah, for a blue-eyed guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They can't be trusted. Oh shit! I got.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody, like all of you podcasters, but Joel do.
And I'm
no, looking, brown
and,
eyes.
And look who hooked her. You got
yours
brown
are
eyes?
Brown?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought yours were blue.
Kyle's. Yeah, oh my
brown.
God! They're
Kyle's
so brown.
Blue.
Kyle's are blue.
Timmy's are blue.
Timmy's are blue.
Dustin's are green.
Maybe that's
I think.
It. Maybe you were just gone so long, I forgot you didn't have blue eyes.
Maybe so.
Hey Joel, your cunt is in the sink.
Your cunt is in the sink.
I can't believe you liked Val Kilmer. Yeah, I mean, he was a stud.
It would take me a while probably to like think back into my childhood crushes.
But did you ever have like any kind of like, you know, the typical like boy band Prince William
JTT
shit?
Like yeah. posters on the Jonathan wall?
Taylor or just like guys cut from that era, like the boy.
Oh, JTT. Okay, I get it. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, I did have a thing for him.
No, he was, I don't know. He seemed a little jock and boyish. I know that seems weird from having a childhood crush, but.
Yeah, but you don't remember any of those like from shows when you were a kid?
Like, oh, Dylan.
Oh, Luke.
Luke, what's his face?
Perry?
Yeah. Oh, Luke yes. Perry.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, R.I.P. You liked him and not Brandon Priestley, huh?
Correct.
Yeah.
What about your, who's your first crush?
Tara.
Tara. Oh, God.
You're gross. No wonder you're off the grid.
That was very too Freudian. Far. Yeah. That was Freudian.
All right, take it back.
All right, I take it back. It didn't happen.
You're, on, the, deck. You're on deck, Mitch.
Yeah, the I would say... I do remember how I think we may have talked about this.
B. Arthur.
I got a Chia pet.
Elizabeth Shue was one of them.
Ooh yeah.
And
your first
from Karate Kid.
She's beautiful.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Like and then like the perfect timing of leaving Las Vegas when that came out. Like to just
there
hammer at home when I was in junior high school. Like oh god, she's dirty too.
Never looked. That
I have that
walkway
that,
from Excalibur. The same.
There was her. There was yeah exactly. There was her. There was
I light a candle every time I walk over.
Her and Christina Ricci, Wednesday Addams.
Oh, that's right. Was
Those were your first. Nothing before that.
And I vaguely remember Kim Zemeskal, the gymnast.
Absolutely.
I during like the 96? Olympics. No, before 92, I think.
Oh.
I was probably 8 or 9. 8.
Okay.
There she is.
Find her when she was young. She's.
Oh,
I mean, she's good looking now too, but
let's not.
Terrible.
that did sound kind of fucked up. No, the age she
was young.
The age she was when I was young
those
and had a crush
bangs,
on her.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was
that's
very.
Why I
it,
up.
It was the. It was like the third.
This one here.
Whoa. No. It was.
You're selling on yourself, bitch.
It was like the top right picture.
This one?
Yeah, like that. She was like that age. Was that the 92 Olympics?
Probably, yeah.
And then the one underneath where she's wearing where she's holding the flowers up.
This one.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like, I remember thinking she was cute.
My crush in the 90s.
But of course, Sylvester Stallone, too.
Good for you.
He was so strong. Mochianu, not Marcianu.
It's Dominique. That's not her.
No. It's M O C E A.
M O C.
Yeah, there's no R.
I'm not used to this keyboard.
Now O. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's who I liked. I had a big crush on her back in 1995.
Yeah, she was cute.
You guys just leaving Carrie Strug just behind her eye.
Carrie Strug can suck.
She looked too much. Other than
I hate Carrie Strug.
How dare you? After she stuck the landing,
she did.
That's all she
on
was
a
good
broken,
for.
On a broken wonder. Oh, there you go. Topless, jeez. Pregnant Dominique Marciano.
See, she looks different. She looks like fucking that fucking troll from Jersey
she looks
Shore.
Great, right there.
Snooki.
Yes, she looks like Snooki now.
She looks perfect.
Jay, wow.
She looks great. What about Winnie Cooper?
Never and I always hated her.
Wow. What a jerk.
She was stupid.
Well, since no one's going to ask me, Kelly Kapowski was mine.
Kelly Kapowski. Tiffany Amber.
I know.
That was Tiffany Amber, right?
Thiessen.
Yeah. Amber Thiessen.
Yep. And then she was in that show. Yeah.
White Collar?
What is that one with her? Did she ever do like Playboy?
Show. Nope.
What is that topless one? Or well, it looks like that one. Is that like marked on a picture, or is that
from, like,
something
teen
she's actually wearing?
Or something.
Let's just do it.
Yeah, look at it. Bring it up.
We're just going for it, huh?
This is the closest.
I guarantee you, she did.
That one is the closest she got.
Fake. You really think that was fake, Mitch?
Uh-huh.
I love it. Those are the best ones where they show like a 14-inch ding dong being jammed into their ass, and it's like it's clearly like a promo shot.
Oh, this one here.
Yeah.
It looks like it's
what is that?
Who is that?
That's not her.
That is not her. That is
Tiffany Amber Thiessen nude leaked. It's not even. It doesn't even look like her. She did do like softcore stuff.
Did she?
Yeah, like that. Those pictures in the top two, I'm pretty sure, are real.
The Hallmark stuff. There you go.
Yeah, like she did legit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think that's from a real movie.
Touch Me, Baby.
Sweet Dreams, 1996.
Can't you see?
But I don't know if she ever showed any.
Sweet Dreams, man. Well, real close.
Yeah.
Got some areola right there.
Side of areola.
I like it.
My other one, Jared Leto for My So-Called Life.
Oh, but he's the bad boy, too.
Oh, yeah, you want to feel...
You, Jen, it's, you have a theme here.
I guess.
How did you end up with me?
I don't know.
I get mad when you drive Blue Eyes.
Maybe all of the bad boys before you just weren't lifers.
They weren't lifers.
I know, but he's an exception.
Do you want to feel old? The Kill came out 20 years ago, I saw the other day.
Fucking unbelievable. We got tickets to go see him in Indy if you want to go.
All right, way. I already got him.
He looks good. Oh, didn't he?
No. Yeah, but that's when you like. That's when you start liking back then.
He still had
that's
long
even
hair.
Later. I think
he
that's still later.
Had long hair.
But put My So-Called Life after Jared Jesus. Leto.
He looks like Jesus.
He thinks he is Jesus too.
That's ridiculous.
My sister, I swear, my sister that from that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that is such a 90s
haircut. Oh, it's so 90s.
I had that haircut.
He was very Kurt Cobain-y.
What was his story in that show?
Drugs.
I can't even
the
remember.
Troubled kid.
Yeah, but like, were his parents like shitty or not around?
I think he was homeless. Yeah. Wasn't he homeless?
He was homeless and
he lived in like a building.
No, that was Leo in the Alan Thicke show.
Family Matters? No.
Oh, I know something about.
I can't get them all. I can't.
Growing pains.
I can't keep
remember,
it.
Remember, he lived in the janitor's closet, right?
That's right.
I don't remember.
I remember Boners to Bone.
I still feel like he lived
pains.
Urban.
Could
like,
be too.
Warehouse.
Yeah, it was probably
it's
lots
probably
of homelessness
common,
in the 90s.
Yeah.
Did My So-Called Life take place in Seattle?
I don't know. Let's see. How do I get there?
I don't know. probably the Wikipedia is better. See, Kyle has started a bad trend of trying to utilize IMDb, and it's the worst one for trying to locate like actual information.
Good for Filmology, though.
right. Now get off the images.
No. Now click the link.
Right to there. Right there.
Left, Pittsburgh. Right, down, right.
It was the
fictional suburb in Pittsburgh.
Was Snuffy Walden, right there.
Liberty High.
When did that? That didn't run for nearly as long as people thought it did, too. It only ran for one season.
No.
Really?
There's only one season.
Wow.
19 episodes.
I had no idea.
Blow my mind.
94. Yeah,
characters.
94,
child abuse, homophobia, teenage alcoholism, homelessness, adultery.
It was
a
gay
virus,
Hispanic
censorship.
Guy.
Censorship.
So I was a teenager.
In 94? Is that when this was out?
Yeah.
So this 13. Was right during the grunge explosion.
Yeah, it was.
Bess Armstrong.
Man, my...
I remember Dominic, that dork in the top right corner.
Dominic
I hated that
Moceanu
guy.
Dominic Moceanu for me, and then Jessica Simpson, as I told you.
Oh, you're too old for that. That doesn't count as crushes. It wasn't first crushes.
She was my... Oh, we talked... We're only talking first crushes?
Yeah, that was the whole premise of the thing. It was like, who was the first one you had a crush on?
Every woman you've ever been attracted to.
Presently, well, I can give you a whole list.
You just got to sneak Jennifer
Simpson. I judge Mitch Moore for that, for liking Jessica Simpson. Yeah?
Jennifer Love, huge tits.
Jennifer Love, huge tits.
Yeah.
That's what we call her in this house.
Do you know what era? Like, what are you talking about? Off of what?
The client list.
No, yes, but...
yes.
Was she in Buffy?
She was... Her first thing... So 45 years. Just turned 45. I can't believe she's only 2 years older than me.
But I'm just trying to think of how old you were.
Yeah, it was I Know What You Did Last Summer.
See, you're grown then, though.
Yeah.
I'm not grown.
You're a teenage.
But I'm still saying that, like, I don't remember, like, well, okay, I'm going to have to challenge myself and start thinking about
that's
this.
Right. Think of it as an improv class, Mitch.
No.
Remember,
find
the answer.
I don't want to make it up.
Find the
answer.
Something
up. I gotta be. I gotta
I'm
be
bringing
true.
Something to the party, and it's Mitch's first crush.
That's right.
What is it, Mitch?
You've been to classes, Mike. You've been there, man. I saw you.
I watch a lot of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah. Really into. She was born in Texas, in Waco. I never knew that.
Yeah, she was part of David Koresh's cult.
Was she?
Oh,
I'm sure.
Nice.
Sure.
Or she went to Baylor.
Hottest.
Yeah, he's Googling, who did I have a crush on?
Hottest on
when I was 12, when I first started
25
thinking,
girls you were crushing on in 92. Here you go, Mitch.
Yeah. Not Vanessa Williams. Tia Carrera from Wayne's World. Yeah. Show
you screwed
Wing.
My career.
Show Wing. I kind of like Christy Swanson.
Was
but,
she Baywatch?
No. That was she was...
is that who was in Dumb and Dumber? Christy Swanson?
No, that's...
I'm going to find another list.
Lauren Holly.
Lauren Holly, that's it.
25 sexiest of 1992. There you go. Sherilyn
Fenn. I don't even know who that is.
Never heard of her.
I've heard
she was great.
I've heard of Claudia Schiffer.
No,
I never understood that one.
Ellen Barkin,
she's all right.
Stevie Nicks,
she's never
Demi Moore, but I didn't have it.
Helen Mirren, no.
Helen Mirren did it.
This list is stupid.
She can still get
this
it, according
stupid.
To Kyle.
According to Kyle. Hottest girl born in 1992.
No, that's don't want that.
That's...
baseball's hottest
should probably
players.
Put, you should probably put girls after hottest, hottest on in 1992.
Oh my God.
It may be of.
Worst Googler ever.
He's not as bad as Kyle.
That, I guess this is still good, even though it doesn't have the
yeah,
images.
Yeah, we need
but
images, though. I don't,
that's what
I don't know.
Okay,
these
so maybe they're with
oh, it just says no longer.
Don't bookmark it.
No.
No, yeah, don't bookmark it.
I'm getting used to this.
Keep going now. Hottest girls, no, 92.
Most stunning women of the 90s. How
there
about
you? Just, let's just do that. That's fine.
Yeah. And on my favorite website ranker, Salma Hayek, yes, but a little bit
she's
older.
She's not hotter than Jennifer Aniston, though.
Elizabeth Hurley,
she's hot,
crush.
Yes.
Yep. My brother like Jason Jennifer loves Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah.
And I like Jennifer
Ass to ass.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was provocative.
Catherine Zeta never
that
did anything
provocative.
To me.
Uh-huh.
Never did anything for me,
even
Catherine Zeta Jones. Nope. Didn't like her in anything. She's yeah. just... She's too boring.
Shania Twain.
Yeah. She did. I really liked Halle Berry, but that
I
was
like
older. I was a little older.
Wait, go back up. Halle Berry's from, did I say Cincinnati?
Yeah, she's from Ohio.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland rocks.
All right, anyways.
Oh, man. I can't believe I said Cleveland rocks.
She looks like a fucking Penelope squirrel.
Cruz.
I don't like Penelope
Cruz.
Cruz.
I like Penelope Cruz.
Did you say squirrel?
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Huh? I accidentally bought a picture of her in a movie topless when I was in college.
Accidentally.
She had a. Yeah. She has a studio, like a headshot of Genuine somewhere.
Oh, I do. I can probably find it after the show.
Can we hang it in here?
I got it at the concert.
We could hang it in here now that it's been mentioned.
Oh, my God. That'd be great.
Yeah,
I'd
love
it to actually
love to have
be Genuine out on display.
We will hang right Genuine in here.
Instead right of, oh, my God, yes. I'll be
the
on the podcast
on the ceiling, all the time.
Yes.
He's like doing like that. And he's shirtless.
he did
a
real smooth.
Her mom was like, take this stuff. Like I found all this stuff that I had in the attic or something. And then we were going through it and she pulls it out. Just starts laughing. It's like in a folder, like, and it's this whole huge, like,
why is there lipstick all over this thing, man?
It's like, you know, like when you buy your prom picture package and there's like the 8x10 and like cardboard, that's what this picture is.
Yeah, it's like an 8x10 of him. Was it signed?
I don't think it was. If it was signed, it was like a print signed. It wasn't like I met him and he signed it.
Like how old, and he looks like old now.
Ooh, well, is that really him?
It looks like him. It kind of looks like Shaggy though too.
Did you guys see him in? He wasn't
even good looking back
Parks
then.
Parks and Rec, like three different episodes.
Was he?
Yeah, it was great. He was Donna's cousin.
Okay,
and she's like, oh, I can get my cousin to play at this thing. They're like, ugh. Who's your cousin? Genuine? Oh,
yeah
okay,
absolutely.
Get him. And he comes in, he's like, Donna, I told you not to tell people about my past, about my history, whatever. Yeah.
I'll have to watch that.
Always good.
Go back to the beautiful women. There was plenty more.
Yes.
There's plenty more.
Denise, yeah.
Denise Richards. She's good looking, but she's kind of dumb.
She
I don't
does
like
look
that.
Dumb.
Marissa Tomei, love Marissa Tomei.
Yeah. Great smile.
Faith Hill's on heroin and looks like a chipmunk.
Oh, right.
She's on heroin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a druggie. I can
Cindy
tell.
Crawford.
And her husband
has blood to know.
Did I tell you? Yeah, I love Cindy Crawford.
Absolutely, Cindy Crawford.
Did I tell you that Kaspinski saw her at the Super Bowl when she sang the national anthem?
Yeah. Cindy Crawford?
No.
Are you the groundskeeper?
Why is that so gross? Are you the groundskeeper? What? Just spreads her legs.
Your cunt is in the,
in the sink. And he said she looked like she had fucking like raccoon eyes, like she was fucking on drugs when he saw her.
Well,
yeah,
she might have been a little nervous.
Yeah.
No, this was like leading up to it. It was before she was even performing. She came out to do like.
She cost me on the over.
And she just seems like she's nuts. Cindy Crawford, like her.
Thumbs up.
Give her a thumbs up.
Sandra Bullock?
She's all right. I wouldn't say
she's the every woman, in my opinion.
Remember our conversations
what
about
does that
like.
What term mean? The every woman.
Like you see her on the street if you're going to Trader Joe's.
She looks very normal.
She looks normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Jennifer Garner. Looking. Like, didn't we always say that about her? Like, she's fine, but like, if you saw her in a Trader Joe's, would you think twice?
Well, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Probably. She's probably way hotter in person.
I saw a great t shirt.
She seems very nice.
go on with it while I look this shirt up.
There's a lot of nice women that are hideous.
Oh, boy.
Who look like, I got my ass eaten at Trader Joe's.
I don't understand it.
Where this is a t-shirt. Oh, God.
I bought.
I don't understand.
Me either. I don't what is going
why
on?
Why did it just come out of nowhere?
What is the connection?
Yeah,
it's because we're talking about Trader Joe's.
We went from Jennifer Garner to getting your but ass I don't understand the
look at this. I yeah,
how did you make, how did you make that connection to every woman, Sandra Bullock? Oh, wait a minute. I need you to talk about getting Trader my Joe's. Ass ate at Trader Joe's.
I don't understand the joke of the shirt.
If you saw her at Trader Joe's,
yeah,
that's what made him think about that.
I know, but I don't understand the joke of the shirt. Is there one?
There is none. It's just blatant. It's like me writing off the grid on a shirt.
Charlize Theron, she's good looking.
Kathy Ireland.
I love Kathy Ireland.
Kathy Ireland. Even when she made
I liked Christina Applegate.
I wasn't as high on Christina Applegate.
Christina Applegate is who would play Danielle in the story of my life, in the movie of my life. That's who would play her.
Oh, yeah. Diane
Lane's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Demi Moore's hot.
I was half on Demi Moore.
Later. Yeah. She wasn't hot when she had short hair, like in Ghost. She didn't do it then.
G.I.
Like, that's where it was at.
I like her. I'm going
to
say she still rocked a buzz cut. Like,
yeah, she was good looking.
When she told that dude to S or D.
S or D. She told that dude to S or D.
S or D.
Alicia, yes.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Elle McPherson. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes.
She's all into like yoga and shit now.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, and then, there's your and girl. Then her.
Top
yes.
25, Elizabeth.
She's top 25 now.
That's right. Elizabeth did
never
it.
Did anything
I,
for
no,
me.
I
but she
like
was 99,
her.
So I was grown at that point.
That's
I
right.
Like her,
full you know. Grown.
Electra. I saw a picture of Carmen Electra the other day. She
didn't
looks,
even look like her.
No. Did you see that?
I did. She's changed like her name or something?
Buffy the Vampire?
I'm gonna we'll have to revisit that. She's from Sharonville. I knew she was from the Cincinnati area.
I didn't know. Maybe I did know that.
More like
Sharon. Her real name's Tara Patrick. There it is.
Stacey Dash was hot. Eyes, man, she got
she's
me.
She's cute.
Britney Spears when I was 15.
Kim Basinger always looked like
Basinger?
She was hot.
I like her, but I feel like she would stab you.
Kim Basinger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She already has stabbed me.
Alyssa Milano in Commando did
she's
it for
crazy.
Me.
Uh-huh.
She real crazy.
I would love to just sit down with her and have a conversation.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't.
See,
no,
yeah,
you
would.
You think
just
that now.
To gauge the crazy?
To gauge the crazy.
She's lost I think, it.
Yeah,
yeah she's
lost
she's
it.
Out of her fucking mind.
Oh, God. Yep, Heidi
I like
Klum.
Heidi Klum.
Have you guys seen Heidi Klum's daughter?
She's very natural.
Rachel Weisz, no.
Give me a second.
Ugly. Ugly.
You need to see this broad.
Is that her and Seal's daughter?
Yes.
Really?
Look at this woman.
Why does that confuse you, Mike?
Look at this woman.
No one else thinking of that? Yeah. Still a very dark man.
Do they, yes, do they use Seal a surrogate? Right. Do they do it through IVF?
Yeah, there she is with Seal.
Wow. She is not dark at all.
They're
but she does look. She does look like him in the face.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the underwear picture together?
Yeah.
We did. How old is she now?
She's 23, maybe, something like that. Look at
that's
those.
That's just weird.
Look at those. I'm talking about her eyes.
You sick fucks. What did you think I was talking about?
Oh, God. All right. I'm going to get away from this. Rachel Weisz.
Can I have the room?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's my girl. There she is.
I don't get it.
Shut up.
She looks kind of manly.
Stacey Keebler.
She was attractive.
Oh, God. I barely remember her.
They did a thing.
In my wrestling
era. Was she a wrestler? Yeah.
Yeah, she was a wrestler. They did a thing where they did a cast of her legs and ass.
Stacey Keebler?
Uh-huh.
Her intro song was Legs by ZZ Top.
I stole it. That's right.
I swear.
What is it?
Her intro was Legs by ZZ Top.
There you go. That's
in wrestling.
Yasmin Bleach, she was.
I thought about her.
Did you watch?
Joel.
Now, Cameron Diaz is the girl that
I know what he's gonna say.
Queefs at parties in front of everyone just to, like
just
be funny.
I told my friend Lindsay that the other night. We were talking and somehow like
and then snorts laughing about.
We were talking about how we hate the girl in The Last of Us. How we just wanted to like punch her face. Like the main chick.
She's such a little twat.
Yeah, and so like we were
which
talking about
which is how most young. young girls are.
Yeah, and somehow we diverted from that to Cameron Diaz, and that's when I said, yeah, like, I think she's the girl that queefs at a party.
Yeah, like in Joel's, front of everyone. We're like, hey,
say that for 20 years.
Hey, Cameron, do it. Yeah, do it. Come on. They haven't seen it.
Cameron, do it. Do it. You guys want me to queef again?
Yeah.
Here I go. My buddy Snyder,
cup of cheeses, people,
loves the show. By the way, he is going to love it.
He's
when
not
I says,
on Patreon.
Just shut up.
I know. We're still waiting. We're still waiting.
Snyder, that much.
Snyder claims that he invented the name for a dick fart. He called it a fribble.
Like a fribble,
like a Friendlies. He just said, they released in the 90s, they launched the fribble, and he goes, sounds like a dick fart instead of a queef.
How does that even, I don't even know the physics of it.
It's air. You know, like if you
that
go to
was
ejaculate.
Not Mike approved.
If you go to ejaculate and
there's air in it.
Just air. Just it's a fribble.
I'm not that old. Like a kazoo. I guess I don't have that issue.
I don't either, man. But shoot,
dust
length,
comes out.
You know? I don't have that issue either.
What are you talking about?
Just that doesn't happen to you guys.
Just because I masturbated seven times in one day doesn't mean there's anything left.
Oh, those are rookie numbers, man.
I would like to.
I downvoted Cameron Diaz, and it said 38% of people agree that she queefs
really?
At parties.
Yes, she does.
Can I leave a comment on why I'm downvoted? Yeah.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Courtney Cox, yeah.
Courtney Cox, friends or post friends?
Either.
Okay. 3,000
before she turned into Skeletor,
she was hot. Vanessa Marcel.
Yeah, she's good looking.
She was in Vegas, and she was in.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
She was Hospital. In The Rock, yep. Right?
There you go.
With
Heather
The Rock,
Graham.
I don't know how I feel about Heather Graham. She has Manson lamps.
What do you think of these, my man?
Like
she looks crazy. A little
like
bit.
Heather Graham, when Amanda talks about the woman that stabs people like in their sleep, that is what I see. Is Heather Graham.
She's seasoned your soul.
But I have seen Boogie Nights.
Keyboard? This is Dookie.
It's Dookie. It's
Heather Locklear.
Yes.
Sarah Michelle yes. Gellar.
That's
where
a toss,
were you on Liv Tyler?
Liv
it's
Tyler.
Hit or miss with her.
Sometimes I like it's definitely not like, oh, she's hot when I see her walk by.
I always
but
crave
like,
animal cookies.
Yeah, I like all the time. Mike, it's Barnum and Bailey
oh,
cookies.
Your girl too, 45.
Yeah, so that's the first
career.
One that I'm remembering is like Dominic Moceanu. Uh-huh. I remember like being 14, like the 92 and 96 Olympics, she was in both those. So I was right around that age, 14, 13, whatever it was. And then Tia Carrere, I definitely
I don't
remember.
Think Moceanu was in the 92 Olympics. I think she was in 96 and 2000.
But maybe I saw
that's
her
correct.
In the summer. Yeah, Pan Am Games.
It's possible.
In between.
The world champion.
Joel checks his box full of.
I loved her.
You like Neve Campbell.
Neve Campbell. Still
do.
I
know that. No, but it was 1996.
Ashley yeah. Judd.
It was her first. She was 14 in the. She was 14 in the 96 Olympics. I remember that.
And I would have been.
Why would you know that?
Because
know.
She was the youngest.
So
they
I would have been
documented
15.
At all.
How does that memory? I would have
been but why do you remember?
Because she was my age, exactly my age, and she was playing in the Olympics, and I was like.
What am I doing?
Yeah. What am I doing in my life? Over jerking. Yeah. Just jerking.
About to make a Dominique
doing
of my
double
own.
Just beating it like it stole something.
I just finished my second box of oatmeal cream pies today. She's winning gold for our country.
Exactly. Exactly.
I gotta get my life together.
Because, yeah, I remember they did a photo shoot of Shaq. Because he was the biggest person in the Olympics, and she was the smallest.
Oh.
And he was, like, holding her up.
Love that. The dichotomy.
Jack,
Shaq coming to GABP. Shaq Diesel spinning.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah, really?
You guys want to go?
I do.
I do.
There it is.
Are you the kid with the grease?
Why are they not have her in
go
the picture?
Go back to the other picture. Go back to the search. Yeah, that one.
Images.
Yes. Oh, wow. See? Oh, shit boy. Doesn't escape this brain. I'll never know where my fucking keys are, but I remember shit like that.
That is so weird.
Hey, look, I lifted this woman above my head. It's not even a woman. She's 14. Yeah. Am I going to get arrested?
Yeah.
Today. Yeah.
Today they would.
He held me in
$499 if you want that
great.
Picture.
That's a steal.
All right,
right
Ashley Judd.
Yeah.
Before she looked like a monster, too.
Double Jeopardy?
I have no idea who Catherine Bell is.
She was in Jag.
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
Terry Hatcher
great
never did
body.
It for me.
Great body. Terry Hatcher, they're real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're fantastic.
And they're fantastic. Christie Brinkley was hot. She was early 90s.
Never did it for me. She's a party farter, too.
Here we
party
go.
Farter, Jenny McCarthy.
It was a complete personality turnoff.
Remember Jenny? Singled Out?
That's what I remember her from. She's obnoxious.
I want to go back and watch Singled Out again.
Was Carmen Electra on Remote Control?
No, she was on Singled Out first. After Jenny McCarthy.
Was on Remote Control?
I've never heard of
on
that.
On the 90s TV
Downtown
show.
Downtown Julie Brown.
Of Singled Out? You never remember that? It was on MTV.
I remember Singled Out. Yeah.
It was like Love is Blind in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't watch
Chris, that Chris guy was annoying too.
Chris.
It was Chris, the guy from Walking Dead or the after show, whatever.
Where oh, Colin it? Quinn was a host as well.
No.
That's Hardwick? The guy I remember.
Chris Hardwick. I think he was the host.
Colin Quinn and Ken Ober and Carrie Wehr. That's who it was.
Was it
that's
Richard Rosner?
There is
he the one I'm thinking of? No, I don't
I've
know.
Never
her.
Heard of that.
All right. So, Party Farter, Sharon Stone.
Yes, Katie Holmes,
Katie Holmes did it for
she's
me.
Kind of
but
weird.
She was mid-high school for me.
She's in Ohio, and too.
Dawson's. Kournikova.
Oh. Really?
She just seemed like a robot.
You don't like Russian girls.
I like her now. Yeah. I think she's more pretty, not
Pam
all.
Pam Anderson?
Yeah, yep.
All
I haven't seen
Baywatch.
Her. Reese?
It depends.
Reese Witherspoon has never really done it for me.
Yeah.
I should call her and tell her.
That's the girl I wouldn't want to run into at a party.
She Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah. I feel like she'd be annoying.
I bet you
oh my
she
God.
Have a shiv
I bet she's
her.
So fake. She reminds me of like Kelly Clarkson fake.
Well, she did the like, she was God, like charisma rude to a police officer.
Oh, yeah. I remember that too, where she was getting arrested for DUI. She's like, do you know who I am? Yeah. Like one of those.
Charisma Carpenter.
I don't even know who that is.
So hot.
Never heard of her.
Yeah.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I'll play a different video for you guys after this so you can feel the way I feel about her.
Never, Claudia Schiffer never did it for me. Okay. She's weird looking.
Portman.
She's all right. Yeah.
I feel like some of these didn't really. Yeah. Okay.
Kidman never did it for me.
That's frozen.
Mandy Moore.
Face
I like Mandy Moore like 2010s, but I don't.
Yeah. She's
I guess
all right.
I still like her. She's pretty. Leah Thompson.
We saw her at the Dave Matthews concert.
In
Madison Square Garden.
Leah Thompson?
She really? Walked right by us going up front. I'm like, that's the chick from Back to the Future.
Did you tell her that her cunt's in the sink?
Your cunt is in the sink.
Say, hey, man, get your damn hands
I
off
thought this
her.
List was 25. How are no, we
it's 100.
It's 100. It's 100 plus. It's 100 plus. Oh Erica Liniak. There you go. Vanessa Williams. Natasha Henstridge. All
she
great.
Was all right.
Kelly Preston.
Kyle pops in and he's like, yes, yes, and then
she's
walks right out
the top
the
of my list, man.
Yeah,
she's
Kelly Preston yeah.
for Love of the Game.
R.I.P. She's dead, right? Yeah,
R.I.P. Yeah,
she married Travolta. That's got to be
a
strike against her.
Aneurysm or something weird. Yeah. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Elizabeth
that's
Berkley.
Elizabeth Berkley?
Yeah, she was in the newest Saved by the Bell reboot.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I was thinking Elizabeth.
Hurley.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, what the fuck happened to Elizabeth
another
Hurley?
R.I.P. Brittany Murphy.
Never did anything for me. Clueless ruiner.
Lucy Liu.
Don't
Lucy
like
Lawless.
Lucy Liu.
Back to back. Xena Warrior Princess.
Yeah. She's her eyes are
she's
like
gotten
crazy.
Hotter over the years.
I liked Meg Ryan. Yes. Now she looks like a fucking
Julia Roberts.
Gremlin.
I love Julia Roberts.
Yeah. Do you think Julia Roberts is an every woman?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Sociable.
And I feel like
Anna.
I feel
they
like
all
I
used to be hookers.
I can relate. Yeah. I can relate with her on the loud laugh.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like the laugh. Mouth open loud.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, like I can't help
right
it.
After
I have
a party
cackle.
Fart, a who? Party queef.
Yes, like, right, who's? Right after I queef. It's the biggest
oh,
laugh ever.
God.
Who's picking up?
Who's the what now?
Who's picking the pictures for these? Like, that's the worst picture of Kate Winslet.
You're right.
Like, drunk at a party.
I saw a t-shirt somebody wearing that says, I couldn't watch Titanic because of the boob scene.
What?
Somebody had that
I had to cover my eyes, so I watched it with my parents.
Yeah, I still cover
Isn't
my
that
eyes.
The most uncomfortable thing that would ever happen in your childhood growing up? Is if, like, some kind of, like, sex scene came on a movie and you were watching with your parents? It was very awkward.
So...
Why don't you leave the room, Michael?
I
don't even
new
know
popcorn.
Who Jerry Ryan
Jerry
is.
Jerry Ryan was in a lot of science fiction stuff. Yep.
Daughter to a master sergeant in the U.S. Army.
I'll play another time for
Thank
you.
Thank you for your service.
She's
Carrie
cute.
Russell.
Yeah, Felicity. She was cute. And then she cut her
Marky
hair and it was weird.
Post.
Who the fuck is that?
Night Court.
She was a mom. Or she was a mom in something, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Night Court.
But Night Court was, there's no reason she should be on this list. There's so many people better.
Gwen Stefani just in the... Just in that video, that song that she did with Eve.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only one.
Bananas?
Let me blow your mind. That one?
That's Yeah. Is that it?
He's right.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Daisy Fuentes was high.
Yeah, she's good looking.
The first
Isn't she Latina, married to Richard Marx?
I think so.
You're right.
Fucking, because that's how awesome Dick Marx is.
Trish Stratus. There it is. Carrie Wurr.
She I don't remember her at all.
Julianne Moore's
It depends.
Never
it depends. Like what she's in. Like there's ones where she that she did, and then other ones that she that were like, she looks a little rough.
Carrie Wurr. Wait,
like you haven't seen The Big Lebowski?
Vagina. That's who you want to play but that's me in still... a movie.
Sometimes you do it for me, sweetheart. Sometimes you don't. Right? No. Never had a thing for Winona.
Victoria Beckham.
She's hot. Never in a million years.
Nicole Eggert. Nicole Eggert.
I don't even remember her.
She was
at
in
all.
Charles in Charge and then in Baywatch.
Okay.
She was the hot older sister in Charles
in Charge.
Yes. Yes. She did.
Want to get dirty.
Aguilera was.
It's about time for my arrival.
I think we should have a t-shirt day where you have to declare if you were a Britney or Christina girl, person.
Christina.
We could do that. I was Christina. I was too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was Britney, but Dustin I thought Christina was more too. Talented.
She was.
I didn't like Britney.
And less
like
crazy.
Whiny.
That was, her music.
She's got a what very she whiny. In?
Why do I know her from?
Carla Gugino.
She was in
Sin City. She was nude in Sin City.
Wasn't she like a robot in some movie?
She's in the Fall of Mr. the House Skid. Of Usher.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Skinbrain. Right
next up, Mr. Skid over here.
Nikki Taylor was great. She's gone, though. Her little sister's
dead. Is she
dead? Her little sister's dead. Her little sister was a big crush of mine and died.
What was Nikki Taylor in?
She was
supermodel?
A cosmetics model. Yeah.
That fucking mole's got to go. You're not Cindy Crawford.
Says the guy with the third nipple.
Yeah, I know. At least the world doesn't see it because I never take my shirt off.
Even at Mardi Gras.
Even at the pool.
Uh-oh, here
no,
you go.
No.
Rose McGowan?
No.
Nope.
Okay. I mean, in Scream, Rose McGowan, kind of a little bit. Yeah. But then,
Jawbreaker?
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson?
I always thought Jewel was cute. Even though she had a messed up grill.
I heard a great joke yesterday that they removed the McRib from the menu because Ronald McDonald wanted to suck his own dick.
No one could see That's where that one was good. Going.
I don't care.
Wait. We got to tie this together. Joel to Jessica Simpson. You got to find the Jessica Simpson singing that Jewel song.
Oh, really?
Come on. It's going to ruin. She ruined a Robbie Williams classic.
Just what?
I think I hate her.
Where's the...
We got to get the...
Yeah.
Skip it. Just click on Jessica Simpson.
This one here.
Aren't they singing it together?
Yeah, but they're alternating.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Do that. 25 seconds.
Yeah, this
continue as guest.
Just exit. There you go. Us, I'm trying to curse them, and the cops want someone to bust down on Orleans. I don't know. Some are walking, some are talking, some are stalking. That kill. You got social security, but that don't pay your bills. The room addiction, the eating, there are mouths to pay. So you're bargaining with the devil. Say, okay, today, fuck that woman.
They're cheering because that verse is almost over.
Because that's what happens when you have dirtbag parents that throw a saddle on a pseudo-talented kid's back and never tell them that they're a fucking idiot.
So she wasn't a horse.
Her dad was a
singer.
Yeah. Okay. That's how pastors. That's how
it is. I heard this thing about her the other day because now that I've spoken about her
on this podcast, after her breasts developed.
after I saw or after I keep getting these notes on Instagram to pay attention to this video, and I learned a little bit about that she was told to cover up everything, and then she got signed, and they're like, no, let it out, honey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she's like, okay, I don't know what to do about my body.
I remember seeing him talking on, like, the Newlyweds and, like, the shit with it. He's a dirtball.
Yeah.
Like, the whole family
is.
Jewel has a really interesting story.
Yes, she does. Did you listen to the Rogan that she was on?
Nope.
You should listen to that.
It may have been Adam Carolla. Maybe it was Rogan. I don't know. Yeah, she has a really interesting story.
Yeah, like, I'm living in a fucking van and shit. Like, down by the river.
Man, okay. All right.
Getting sexually harassed when she was 12 years old by people in bars when she was singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like some guy was like, hey, open your mouth. And she's like that. And he's like, yeah, that'll in a couple of years, that'll be deeper or something like that to her when she was like 12.
That the same guy that was at the BP and tip looking for The dirty bookstores.
Oh, could have been.
Is that guy in the bar? Helen Hunt?
No, not really. Especially now, she looks really weird now.
Yeah. Vanna, back in the day, yes. Put her on the list. All right, we're getting into
Terry Farrell,
Tyra Banks.
I liked her.
How is she so far down this list?
Yeah, I know.
Mariah Carey should be higher. Swanson was great. She's great. All right, I'm stopping at 100, and I just want to go to this other list real quick.
That's the end of the list.
The most beautiful women of all time. Audrey Hepburn, Grace Kelly, and...
Marilyn Monroe.
Monroe and Raquel Welch.
Scarlett Johansson's
Scarlett at number five overall.
Gonna have to disagree with number five.
Okay, Charlize at number six.
My wife. Where's Amanda at? She's not on this list.
Oh, Catherine Zeta-Jones, seventh most beautiful of all.
Seventh most boring face, forgettable face. Like, yeah, there's nothing about her that's... She's good looking. How was she? No, that was after nine.
How long is this list?
This one, I'm stopping at 10. I'm stopping at 10.
Could we?
In fact, I'm just going to do this.
We got
right
good
here,
mileage out of this press.
We got good mileage out of it.
That's all I got. We did well.
It's differently.
That sounded like Antonio Banderas in the movie Desperado Selma Hayek having sex.
Sounds like Barbara Frey from Waterboy.
Yeah, it does.
Do you think that there are women? There are women who have like had the one. What do you think of the percentage of women that had like pinup guys when they were, you know, when they were younger that ended up one day being able to like have a sexual encounter with them? Oh. Like similar to like Katie Holmes had a crush on Tom Cruise and then ended up marrying him.
Yeah.
And then like, how many of that percentage do you think were like horribly disappointed by like, you know, like the guy's like legs started cramping or something and he was like in the middle of the encounter.
Like every woman that dated Scott Baio.
Yeah, right. Right. That guy's gotta be awful. But not back. He's gotta be an awful lover.
Not back to
that. Comment. Remember we used to always have like really good, like, hey, let us know on Facebook that no one would ever respond.
Yeah, no one would ever respond.
Hey, our three female listeners, let you guys respond. Who was your female crush?
That's right.
Your childhood crush.
And did you ever have sex with him? And were you disappointed? But I wonder if that's ever happened.
Probably yes.
I would love to get those stories.
They say never meet your heroes.
Never.
Yeah, I know. I know. Never screw
Jason
your
Momoa
heroes.
Jason Momoa divorced his.
Yeah. Who was his?
What's her name?
Lisa Bonet.
I always thought she was cute too.
Yeah, she was.
He
okay.
like loved her. Like I remember seeing an interview or something. He talked about how much like he loved her growing up, and then he's like, and then I married her and had kids with her.
Yeah,
and then divorced.
And then divorced her.
And then made it big.
And now we're still friends. They were separated for like fucking ever before they actually got divorced.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
It's just got to be a completely different thing.
They lost all their It List stickers in the divorce.
They lost them all in the divorce.
I know. That's why I did it. Yeah, I slapped the balls, baby.
I still keep forgetting
to get
the
testes. I said
one of these days.
Darn.
I said in a work meeting the other day to the Austin Powers line, leaving that place, and he's like, watch, wallet, watch, testicles, spectacles. And I did that in the meeting, and somebody was like, do that again. It's like, all right, cool, sounds good.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
HR's got
so if you're hiring,
Mitch's file in HR looks is impressive.
Yeah. I was on a
he smacked one of our secretary on the ass and said, good game.
I did. It was good. It was a real, she did good. Yeah. It was a great game. There are so few administrative assistants in our building, and we need more.
Yeah.
We need some more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hot ones.
Yeah, I don't care what you are, as long as you're helpful.
I would like to make a happy declaration that we called for it for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
But Fat Dustin is back.
Nice! All those candy grams we've been sending for years.
Oh, you went and saw him when you were there?
Yeah, okay. I just saw him two nights ago. He's back. And I was laughing the whole night. Just laughing. Everything he said. Funny Fat Dustin's back.
More CrossFit.
Well, you know, you get a kid, you get you start, and then just started going back to the gym. We were walking to the strip in his neighborhood or in his town to go to dinner, and he was like, and I'm like, what the fuck are you limping for? He's like, I just started going back to the gym. He's like, my quads are on fire or something like that. And I'm like, well, I'm glad that you're back, Dustin. But he's going to try to eliminate it. But yeah, the world demands Fat Dustin. They love him.
The world demands. And it was
just, welcome back.
We were just sitting
welcome
there
back, old
laughing,
friend.
Yeah, laughing, talking about how excited he is for the Creed you. Concert.
Yeah.
He's so excited for Creed.
He is coming.
Oh, yeah. He's coming up. Yeah. Okay, and Nicole's excited as hell, too, to go. And he's making a suggestion of something that we should do. Did you get tickets for it yet?
No. When is it?
August 2nd. Friday, August 2nd. You got to go. I don't care.
Where are they playing?
Riverbend.
Buy a ticket for you and Kyle.
Yeah, we'll pull it out of the Patreon money and we'll buy you guys aftermarket Creed tickets because it's sold out.
Oh,
but if they're not that bad. They're like $70 or something.
I've been looking. I've been watching.
Well, ever since Kyle's dumbass, you know, it's like, Kyle, get your ticket. Okay, I'll get it. I'll get it. And then it fucking sells out in 5 days. Yeah. I know I should have.
What song do you think they'll open with?
Are You Ready?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be.
Bullets, though.
What How if? Predictable.
Man, they have great...
What if?
Oh, hold on a second. This is pretty niche, but I think they have the best opening album songs...
Ever?
Of any band.
You think so?
Think about that.
It's potential.
You've got Torn.
Arguably their greatest song ever.
Are You Ready opens Human Clay, right?
Yeah.
Bullets opens Weathered.
Bullets opens Weathered. Yeah. It's pretty badass. Free.
There's a whole list right there we could do.
Of the best opening album songs?
Yep.
That's a topic right there.
It is right there.
I'll write that down before I forget it.
Yep, do it. Do it.
Let me take
and
a
I
note.
Just put...
Somebody else.
I just put topic.
Didn't you do that one time?
I did. For that one.
I said, write that. I need to write that down to remember to talk about on Patreon, and all I did was write Patreon like a dumbass. like
he sure is pretty, people.
Look at that
opening
bracelet.
Album songs.
Look at that bracelet.
Yeah. You should then write topic.
Topic.
There you go.
Idea. Hot topic.
I went into a place last night at the green called Drip Season. Just because I wanted to see.
Yeah,
that sounds
on.
Nasty.
Prescriptions.
I got that Zygon 68.
They had to know, right? They had to know, and they made that.
No,
idea.
Well, that's young people slang.
I got the drip. I got the drip. Have you ever seen that fucking nerdy kid that is always talking about his drip? He has like millions of followers now. This little annoying, just nerdy kid. He's always talking about his drip.
Yeah.
The drip is so whatever today.
Keep your girl away from me.
Yeah, keep your girls away from
she
me.
She's gonna release
drip
this
so
like,
girl.
With the
yes,
glasses.
He's got like Coke bottle glasses.
It looks like he's filming outside of a trailer house.
Yeah, yeah. Keep your girls. Keep your girl happy.
How to?
Yeah.
No results.
No.
What? That's an out. It's not Juice WRLD.
Not
he's dead.
Yeah,
wait.
It's TikTok.
Do we want to see Joel angry? Have you seen the Pookie videos? Are you aware of the Pookie?
What's I do that? Not know what
sensation?
Are. What's
never
that? Pookie?
Just put Pookie Instagram.
Come on, Pookie. Let's burn this motherfucker down.
Throw an E on it.
Pookie Instagram. Oh, look at that.
You probably saw these guys at Auburn.
Oh, no.
No. No, these are all people parodying it.
Mm-mm. Pookie ate a cookie?
Her name is like Campbell something.
Oh, God.
Pookie woman, right?
Campbell. You just do couple. Just click that. All right, don't.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Is that them in the middle?
Yes.
Oh, non-proctored exam.
See,
right
this
there.
Is someone poking fun after the fact. Like,
okay, so you're saying that
right,
she is good? She's
no, it's super annoying, but... We're never going to get there.
There you go. Pookie Instagram couple.
This. The first one.
Loves Pookie in a hat. That's what I love, too.
This isn't a...
Little known fact, I particularly love Pookie in a hat. She's so cute.
I love...
Yeah, let me turn that down. Just find one where they're both, like, standing together. Yeah, like there.
It's date night.
Going to Lake Colonial tonight with some of our very good friends, and the Pookinator is the definition of purifier tonight. They've absolutely loved this outfit. I love these jeans.
Thank you.
Dynamite. Pookie, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a Lovers and Friends Revolve top, Rammy Brooke jeans, and then my little white Chanel that Jeff got me in Paris.
You got to do the spin, Pookie. The jeans are the jeans are fire. The jeans are... What a pair of jeans should be.
This is a different style for me.
That style is lit. Jacket is Gutteridge, Brooks Brothers shirt, Paige jeans. Boots are Alan's boots and Nile Crocodile with the matching Nile Crocodile belt.
I love the powder blue tonight, babe.
Thank you, Pookie. This actually is probably my favorite Gutteridge jacket.
I
just to end it.
I hope they get into a car accident on the way to the party.
295,000 followers.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Would you hang out with Jet?
Not in a million fucking years. It was what the oh my god.
That's amazing.
Thanks for bringing that into my life, Mike.
Team Puckett. I was talking
to him like last night, like out on the porch, and like everybody just records in their car. You know what I mean? Like every fucking video of someone talking, it's like
the video
in the car.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know.
And because the video of them commenting on another video.
I'll tell you.
I just want to talk about the Alabama IVF stuff.
You want to know?
Take a moment here.
There was a massive protest going on when I was down there in Montgomery.
Oh,
yeah, it was like wild. Like there were, hundreds of people down there. So I got out and joined them. I had a test tube, baby.
It was a huge test tube.
It's test tube. I had a poster board that said, "Ironed my shirt, bitch," and got out there and seen the response. Yeah, it was great. Oh, well. I hate these people. I hate her.
Yeah.
I hate all of her friends.
I hate all of her friends. I hate skiing.
Yeah, I hate skiing.
Uh-huh. No, all of it's terrible.
What the hell? I was getting ready to say something. You want to know? You want to know why all that exists?
Patreon.
What?
Oh,
what?
Why all that exists is because we are now getting into the adulthood area of the entire generation of people who never told their kids that they were fucking stupid. Oh, yeah. And that's how it started. Instead of everyone telling their kids they were special, now everyone thinks that anyone cares about. The people who write that. I love the blog diatribes of the things that are going on with their children and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like that one drives me fucking insane.
Let me tell you about Winnie.
Oh my god!
Tonight Winnie said no day. To me, and I tried. I thought about picking her up by her toenails.
Prayers
and
needed.
Her out the window.
I can't tell you what for, but send them my way, and then all the fucking idiots are like prayer warrior Fint. It's like fucking
warrior
die.
What?
Sent. Like I sent my prayers for you.
I gotcha.
Like, you fucking
said
idiots.
I thought you said fit. Like, no. Prayer warrior fit. Let me test my drip.
I did have a thought the other day, speaking of like progressive stuff.
What's that?
How long until Dude Looks Like a Lady, the song? When's that going to get canceled?
I don't know.
There's so many things that should be canceled from the
like, how has that slipped under the wire?
The entire Married with Children TV show.
The only reason that will survive is because I believe that song is already kind of a gay anthem.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Like in the whole cross before it became when it was more just cross dresser as opposed to now all the trans
Please,
stuff.
Let's be respectful with the terms.
Yes, whatever. What do they call it? It's a transvestite is not Whoa, a transsexual, right?
Hit the dustin.
Oh shit! You can't do that.
Is that not an okay word anymore?
I don't know. I thought tranny was a thing.
Yeah, I don't think folks like that.
Folks like that. What would you? Okay, what do you call someone who is? Don't hit that button.
And I got news for you. Okay, that means you're gay.
But there's a difference between a man who just dresses up like a woman for like on weekends.
Yeah,
and likes to
like De La Hoya.
Yeah, kind of. And then there's like people who are actually changing their sex.
Yeah.
What is the difference in the label?
Transitioned, right? So
right.
But what is that? Is that so the LGBT?
They call them trans.
The TQ LGBT is still trans.
Yes. Yeah. And Q is questioning, right?
Or quorum. Just kidding. I made that.
I mean, is cross-dresser still a bad term?
I don't know,
I think
man.
That's probably more on the offensive side.
Cross-dresser is? Is cross-dressed term?
Oh. Hey, I'm trying.
What angle are you coming at?
The term used it has come to be seen as outdated and derogatory.
Hey, well, what the fuck isn't derogatory anymore, though, really?
You saying that's kind of derogatory.
Yeah, well, I know. So you can't call anybody retarded anymore. Like, mentally, calling somebody mentally retarded is like an insult now.
Yeah, you actually can't even say you're retarding your transmission anymore.
Right. Flame retarded to chemicals. You can't say that anymore. Flame special needs chemicals.
I don't want to do this again.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know. Transvestism.
Transvestite. Is the term transvestite offensive? According to Quora, some old lady, Hillary Howes.
She's believable.
She knows.
Yeah, and she said, oh, my God, of course it's okay.
Go all the way. Look at that. No, that's a different question.
Oh, got it. Where do I go here now?
I think I like
Is it okay for men boys to cross-dress and what to expect? Oh, my God, of course it's okay.
Oh, gosh. Go all the way, you and you do. Panties, bra, and a cute skirt, sexy top, makeup.
If you think it is, it probably is.
And an arm-extending bracelet. Get one of those, too. All right.
Use all the holes. That's what I say.
Use all of them.
Oh, boy.
Look at this. Two different topics. So 19 movies that couldn't be made today and 13 shows that would never get made today.
We could do those, too. Oh, man, that's a good one. The movies that would never be made today is a good one.
Write this down, too. I don't know where
what is something you know,
it popped in my head.
They can get you canceled today, but not 5 to 10 years ago. It says almost any joke.
Yeah.
I hate identity politics and cancel culture.
Movies you couldn't make today.
Can't say that word. Chitard, that one.
It rhymes with schmatard. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Can't say it. I can't do it. Can't do
movies
it.
Movies you couldn't make today.
Can't think about it. Can't do it.
Topic.
Blazing Saddles.
I don't know. They did. I mean, Jojo Rabbit. Like, that's...
It's all the approach. Right. It was all in the approach.
Is that different than Blazing Saddles?
100%. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I like both of them, but, like, the way it's accepted. And, yeah, because it was making a mockery of... But Blazing Saddles was, too.
It was, too, but it was, like, so...
It was so over the top.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I saw that video of the kid from Ball State doing Boom Goes the Dynamite the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Boom Goes the Dynamite.
And Boom Goes the Dynamite.
Remember we got Vanderwood to say steps up to the home run buffet?
Yeah, we tried to just...
Juan Francisco.
Steps up to the home run buffet when we were like,
it didn't work. Yeah. Joel, it didn't work.
J-Dub.
I love it, man. J-Dub said, season one, we got him.
See you later. It was based off of CeCe's because, yeah, J-Dub, they would be like,
we bankrupted CeCe's that season.
Yeah. Pepperoni on the buffet. And then, like, pepperoni on the buffet.
See you later.
That was such low quality pizza.
That was a volume play.
It was still awesome.
It definitely was.
J-Dub was just, he would just say, you know, Joel on the buffet. He would say stuff like that when he'd walk by. He would just say it at the stadium all the time. And then he said something about, like, he should say something about, like, the home run buffet. And then we told Vanderwood to say that. It was like the next time somebody hits a home run, say, like, Juan Francisco on the home run buffet, like a CeCe's thing. But he changed it to, like, steps up to the home run buffet or something.
That's not going to work.
And I was like, that's why it didn't work, Vanderwood.
Just read the card, okay?
Yeah, read the card. Read the fucking card.
I still remember when he was. Him. What was the first and second season big dude that was like a former college?
Simone Peters?
No, the commentator, the color commentator.
Oh,
you know who I'm talking about? The big
Chad
guy
Duff?
Maybe. But so all the way back, Nietzsche that guy, Varner. He and I, the three of us, would come up with three things they had to say on the radio each night and work into the broadcast. And the very first one, I'll never forget. The first night that we did it was like May or June of 2000, 2001, something like that. And he had to say blueberry pie and pancakes in that phrase. So he had to work it in somehow. And he had it written out every single night.
Trying to fit it in?
Yeah. And by like the end of the season, he had done it. Vanderwood had gotten it in every single night. And then he just like ruined it one night. Forgot to write it down. And he goes, he was so upset with himself. He's like, I didn't do it, guys.
I think it was Chad Duff.
Chad
was that
Duff
guy's
sounds
name.
Right. I wonder where that guy is in the world now.
I don't know. I think I've seen him not that long ago. Did he work for like a local radio station?
May have. I'm not sure.
He wasn't actually employed by the team.
Yeah, he was like
high atop Frog Mountain. WEBN. What is it? The Lunatic Fringe of American FM. I could have worked for him. I've always wanted to be a
Mike's
DJ.
Got a DJ voice. You're ready.
The radio school.
Do your duty. Shake that booty, Judy.
You know what popped in my head randomly earlier?
What's that?
A cock.
All, first off, how dare you?
I am a heterosexual.
I bet all three of you will know this. The jingle to Bill Goodman's.
Bill Goodman's gun and knife show. Call a buddy, bring a friend.
But what was the remix?
Yeah. Bill Goodman's gun and knife show. Stab a buddy, shoot a friend.
That is effective marketing, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yep. Jingles matter. They do. Jingles matter. That's
fucking hilarious. Bill Goodman. What a great, what a man's a true patriot.
That guy. That's still a thing, isn't it?
I wonder if heroin is shutting down.
I feel like they
shut
have that
down.
Out at the Roberts Center still.
Oh, man. What are we doing here?
There's some, what
are we down doing 71, here? Right?
There's some gun and knife show at the Roberts Center.
There it is, Bill, 2024.
I can't believe Bill Goodman's lawsuit didn't pop up.
See any gun show, Bill Goodman. Why did it accept it, but then not?
Goodman's gun and knife show in Sharonville. Where? Oh, yeah, February.
Here? Where? Where are
down,
you going?
Down to Sharonville,
two
Ohio.
More links. There you go.
Yeah,
the well, why did they really dump the marketing budget? I need that song in my life.
Yeah,
me too. I mean, do you ever think that they might 2014. Still
2014?
Oh,
why is this still on the website?
Why is it still on the internet?
There's some fucking flea market that moves around now that Eric would talk about, talking about how the fucking the people watching was unbelievable, and it was down there in like Middletown.
Yeah, I know they have. Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
Yeah. I know they have one out in Wilmington.
Guns.
Oh, there it is. Right?
Oh, gun events.
We did
oh, boy.
It. Gun,
Joel
gun
just
shows.
Joel just
I'm on a list now.
Let me put some real provocative in here. Joel loves assassinations.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Who can I murder today?
President's address.
Where is the president speaking out loud the next 3 weeks?
President's address.
Where did you get that list?
Yeah.
Murder 1600. Yeah, pretty good.
There you go. Do you remember the address of the White House?
1600 Pennsylvania.
There you go.
Yep. I was just there last week.
Were you? Mm-hmm. Were you meeting with the man?
Not at the White House, but
were
I was
you there with all of your politician friends?
Last
Mitch?
Week I was in
you
Albany, Georgia,
Street
Vero Beach,
lackeys.
Florida, and DC. And all in a 72-hour span and made it back home unharmed. Everything was good. Yeah.
Good times.
Took the early flight home. Surprised my wife and a couple of nude people hop out of the closet.
Jump out of the bathroom.
My
blindfolded like a goddamn
broken. Magic. What do you expect?
That's the best line of the movie. What do you suggest I do? I suggest you stop being such a... You're in the back seat.
What do you suggest I do?
This seatbelt's broken. What do you suggest I do? Yeah, they can.
What is that in?
Old school.
Old school.
Really?
That from that when he's getting in it. Yeah,
that's like the first scene.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
He's literally coming out of the. They ask him for his drink for his badge so they could get two free drink tickets with it.
Yeah.
And then he goes to get on the flight. Yeah, when he gets into
the
taxi.
Beginning. That's right.
Right at the beginning.
I forgot all about
it. It set the tone for the whole film.
Don't doubt me, Mitch.
I
thank
never
you for
doubted
referring
you.
To it as a film, too.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I've not.
What happened to Bill Goodman's gun shows?
Yeah, that's it, man. What happened? Where's Bill? I bet you he...
Wait, what? Oh,
canceled in aftermath of shooting.
Okay.
2019.
That makes sense.
It was headquartered in Blacksburg, Virginia.
Can we find a picture of Bill Goodman? And can we put his likeness on a shirt?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think he's around.
That's not him, is it?
I was hoping it was.
Oh,
that's
gotta
be
him. That is a Bill Goodman.
It is Bill Goodman. I don't even own a gun, let alone many guns.
To necessitate an entire rack.
What am I going to do with Bill Goodman's gun and knife show?
Make guns tax-free.
Have you ever been to a gun show before,
no,
Garland?
No, man. I think I want to do it. I think I want to.
You never went to Bill Goodman's before, Amanda?
No.
No? Never been to one? You never even shot a gun, have you?
Nope.
Yeah. Which is strange.
Pacifist.
Pacifist. I guess everybody...
I'm not anti.
She's a perfect victim. Well, I'll tell you.
What's one stance you have that you... you want the world to know.
Mm. Ooh.
What's your
political stance?
You think there should be more national parks?
I could get on board with that.
Yeah.
Do you think we landed on the moon?
Yeah.
We were just talking about Ochsner doing that.
That sound.
Me and Dan were, Irby and Dustin were. Yeah, we would. Dan used to piss me off when he would get drunk. I've probably talked about it on the show where he would. It would be like annoying. We would be like in Memphis, and we're wasted from the concert, and he like could barely fucking. Ooh, hey, what, Dan? Hey. And I'm like, what the fuck do you want, Dan? What are you ordering? I'm like, catfish. He was like, anything he said, I'm like, Dan, I'm going to fucking punch you in the mouth. Anything he said, he would just do that. Like anything was just J-Dub stupid. J-Dub
does that too.
Does
J-Dub
he?
Some of those noises too.
When he gets drunk?
Oh, absolutely.
When the devil comes out of J-Dub.
Oh my gosh.
What are you talking
about? Let's get some whores and screw them. He'll do that like when we're wasted. He'll say stuff like that. We're out like, what are we doing? We need to go here. Yeah.
He just takes it so much further than just, you know.
It's just
let's go out in the town. Wait, what are you talking about? You're going to have to tone it back.
Come over to Dan's. He's got a hot tub. What the fuck?
Okay, we'll be there. They don't have his address.
We can't mess around too long with the strip club because those girls are coming over. It was like, dumb. The one that was like, we'll be there. Like, he was so drunk. It was hilarious.
That strip club I went to in November that they had a hot tub rooms. Multiple hot tub rooms.
Oh, what?
Did you titty screw any strippers in there?
No, of course not.
No, didn't do any of that.
But I didn't. I can't bring myself to think.
Dirt ball activity.
That you should go into. Like, they say that they drain it. And
oh, they drain it, all right.
It every time.
Amanda was the first to laugh.
They'll let you drain it.
You guys want to hear me queef at a party?
She snorts like that too after she does it.
I can't believe Carmen Electra's here.
Yeah.
I bet she does her party trick. Yay.
It's Cameron Diaz.
I like it. I think she'd do it
too. You think Carmen Electra would?
I think she'd do it too. I want to find this picture eventually, but I'm not going to do it right now.
Yeah.
Here's a hypothetical question.
I was
hoping to get Kyle's opinion on this, but.
Oh, man. I hate these.
Is it worse to be the person walked in an unlocked door while pooping, or is it worse being
occupied?
Or is occupied?
Someone's in there.
Or is it the worst being the person who walks in on them? Ooh. Which one is worse?
Ooh.
This happened to me in New York last week.
Wait, so
I was the walker in. So I was.
Pardon me.
I was near Forest Hills in New York.
Big pardon.
Yeah, in Queens, and I went and they had a bathroom that they have to buzz you into. The staff, to keep the homeless guys out of there.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, I got to take a piss. I eat breakfast in there real quick, and then I went to the door, and the door still had a red green lock.
That. Yeah,
I do too. And those are the best bathrooms. You know, they're locked.
Yeah.
Check this out.
And it's deadbolted. And
that's not real.
He's handsome.
I believe it.
Brolin pooping and eating at the same time. I love that. Isn't that great?
But then, so I went to the door and like went to see if it would open because it had the green thing on it. You know, like it was open. But then I was like, it didn't open. And somebody saw me trying to get in the door and buzzed me into the door. But so someone was in there. A woman was in there taking a shit.
Oh,
didn't lock the door because she apparently knew it was already locked to be buzzed, but the person didn't know, hadn't seen that someone had gone in there.
Oh, no.
So I walk into this woman sitting there taking a shit. And I was just like, oh, Jesus, and like walk out there. And then like the whole awkwardness of waiting for them to like come out.
Yeah.
And
you had to leave. You have to leave. Yeah.
Well, I had to piss pretty bad. So I hung out.
You're legally married now.
Yeah.
Right. It's common law.
She may as well move in. Yeah. It's common law now. Uh-huh. But then I was sitting there thinking about it. I'm like, I think it's worse being the person who walks in on the person shitting.
I don't know, man. Because
it's somehow your fault, but it's not your fault.
Right. It's not your fault. It kind of is.
But you can move and you can leave. The person
you're very vulnerable.
It's such a vulnerable
is
position.
Oh, I know.
Unable to do anything.
It's bad. It's bad all the way around.
Like the walk of shame.
Yeah. It's kind of a two-way walk of shame too. Like walking out,
And then there's the whole
especially
awkward
if you're
exchange.
Ass naked when you're doing it.
You give him the nod.
You have to leave.
You have to leave
the general vicinity.
You have to leave society.
Yeah. You're off the grid.
You're off the grid
off
now.
The grid for a
you're
year.
Making your own sweatshirts for the rest of your life now. But the I thought about that afterwards. I'm like, man, that was fucking. And then of course, you know, it's like. Just like when you hear the door like clicking as they're coming out, it's like, look down, don't make eye contact with them.
Was it Elizabeth Shue?
It was not.
It also depends on who.
This growl is very interesting. Yeah. It was almost worse that she wasn't like hideously ugly.
Yeah.
She was like it was almost out. Yeah. I was like, shit.
Oh,
that was it.
Literally.
This
literally,
lady
that
was
it.
In Cole's dressing room next to me. And her kids kept coming in and asking her. She's trying on God knows how much, right?
Uh-huh.
And they just kept asking her question. Yeah, because they reduced. They had one, then the men's section closed. So it was just a big area, right,
okay.
You go into. But private rooms, of course. So I'm
it's just one big room. Yeah.
Come on in.
So it's a Grecian bathhouse.
Welcome to the party.
But so I'm sitting there hearing these kids come in out of breath like, Mom! Mom, where are you? Mom! She's I'm in here, honey.
Yeah.
I'm in here. Like, get over here. Like, what do you want?
It's your dad and I's anniversary, okay?
Yeah.
We couldn't find you, Mom. Money. I was running around in the background. I was like hiding under stuff because I couldn't find you. And where were you?
I fucking hate kids.
And so she's just like, get in here. And I'm turning around, like coming out of the dressing room. And I start to look over because the door opens up. She's just in a bra. And she opens the door for this little shit-nosed, you know, booger-eating kid.
Yeah.
And she's smoking hot. And I'm like...
Need a little help there?
What do I do? So I sprinted. There was a kid involved. And
fully erect.
But yeah, she was. She was...
Broke his nose when he ran into the wall.
Yeah.
That was more of a waddle in that
place. Yeah. My pants are tight.
Check my crotch.
Yeah. I just decided to get the hell out of there. Like I said about the walking in on shitting, you have to leave.
Have you ever been walked in like a public bathroom? I always feel bad for women too. Like depending on how the bathroom.
Yeah, like at concerts and shit. Like doors are broken all the time. Yeah. But like whatever.
Yeah, but it's a woman walking in on you. But I always feel bad because like those I'm like super picky about the bathrooms too. Like if they have like just like
Your Majesty,
yeah. If they just have the
have
handle
to find your throne, huh?
They have the
handle button
when they just have the handle button and not like a thing and if the toilet is like. All the way across like a room like you're completely vulnerable. Like
if that lock doesn't stop it.
You can't really test it, you know, especially there's the ones that like and I'm just like fucking
it like free releases when you
and I'm just like the how women have
get
to live with that. Yeah,
here.
Yeah. It's like
let me ask you this. You walk into a public bathroom, someone is in the stall, you have to pee at a urinal. You like speed it up as quickly as you can. Or do you
so that you don't see them when they walk out or something?
No, like? Just because you like I always get the sense like they're waiting, like they heard the door, and now they're like waiting.
I don't care about that. They're holding their shit. Yeah. Yeah. I've never bothered with that. Like, I don't give a shit.
Because you're inconsiderate. I see.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. Fuck you, Joel.
But I'm shitting
in
there.
By the way, this week's episode, I'm listening and just starts the episode with "fuck you, Mitch."
Oh yeah, that's perfect. That's the way I loved it.
Yeah,
but that's the beautiful thing I was telling them about like England and the Netherlands. You've been there too. Mm-hmm. Is all of their bathrooms are like complete closed rooms, like walls
top
to the
bottom,
ground, doors that close.
They value their privacy.
Yes, and I love it.
But they're more
keeps
narrow.
The Nazis out.
They're all smaller.
Yeah.
But they've got the full turn latch. Like you cannot open that thing unless you are a ferocious gorilla.
Exactly.
That's how the bathrooms were on Santa Monica Pier.
Oh yeah,
those were very
secure,
solid, secure bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. So that's what the homeless couldn't knock them down.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking place.
I felt like the pool, like you know, like locker rooms at the pool, or but they all had doors, right? They were all concrete and
there's a place
had like vent holes,
graffiti proof.
Have you been to Crooked Handle Brewing Company?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
have you been to the one in Piqua?
No,
the one in Piqua has the private, you know, bathrooms, one person bathrooms, but it's multi sex, right? It's the whole.
It's the way it should be, Mitch.
those whenever I see that those are out there, those are the nicest because they are. They're the private, like the European ones.
It, if they have to, it has to have the deadbolt, man, for me to be like, I cannot do the
like a Love's bathroom.
The worst is like a dated Speedway. Where like you have to go shit in a Speedway, and if one again, it's just completely filthy and disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then they just have like the metal one that has a clicker that it doesn't even really like click.
Right.
The door doesn't actually latch.
Yes, it's like this is
there's not a good seal on it.
I'm like, this is the fucking worst.
You're waving at someone through the crack.
So I'm just like immediately.
Somebody
like,
opens the door to come into the store.
Yeah,
the door
right. The suction pulls the door open. It's the fucking worst.
It is. You're right. it gets aggressive when you go into the bathroom though, and you know that anything can happen. That is
it's
a feeling of joy.
Hopefully,
right. Yeah.
Hopefully,
it's a feeling.
I never thought it would happen to me. Old Mitch doesn't trust your photography.
No, he has to get the other angles.
Angle.
Yeah, he's. Boom. Oh, yep. They're selfing.
Bromance.
No, I hate Mitch, actually.
Well, Roski's being
feeling
a good boy.
Feeling is not mutual.
Sitting back there hoping to not get rolled back.
He was probably stressed out because we left him alone.
We left him alone this morning.
With Higgins.
Yeah, and he was...
You can't leave me with this monster.
Yeah. He'll kill me. I know it. Yeah. I know it. It's funny. He wants to fuck with that cat all the time, but like she's, you know, made it abundantly clear that he's not allowed to, so you'll see him like trying to do like drive by like at him, and then
he does that like flinch thing.
He punks him. It's so funny. Like, not to go on an animal rant because your listeners don't care, but
they love animals.
They do, actually.
So like the other day, like Roscoe's sitting in like sleeping on his little bed in the corner in the office by the window, and Higgins comes in to like sit at the water bowl and, you know, get his hydration in, and Roscoe just like hops up real fast, and like Higgins takes off like he like does this like circle, like he punks him out, like,
yeah, that's right.
Higgins tries to come jump on me, and Roscoe will like cut him off at the pass.
He does it to me too, like if I come up and like hug her, like jumps up and he stands on his back legs and like puts his paws that's on like mom. Both of us. Like, step back, fat man.
Back up, motherfucker.
She's mine.
I have to play this for you. The other night, I went to the UD game, UD basketball game, and this girl sang the national anthem.
Oh, I heard about it, and it went viral.
Uh-oh.
It is unlistenable.
Francis Scott off-key. The best part is watching players try to keep a straight face. I think we get the point.
She was young,
But Google NBA All-Star Game Fergie National Anthem, where the players are trying not to laugh.
They were comparing it to that.
Okay. But they're all biting their lip.
Just when you thought Fergie's anthem... Couldn't be worse.
Well, the reason I brought it up is you said the word punked, and I leaned over to my buddy Wheeler, and I was like, hey, are we being punked right now?
Yeah.
And
Wheeler just, Walker?
No, his last name's Wheeler.
Keeping you moving with a full range of services, so you're ready for whatever's next. That's a job for Jiffy.
I can't.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly at the twilight's last gleaming, cold stripes and bright stars.
This is good, man. She did a really good job. That's what it is.
It
sounded not like this.
It sounded like
the
this
pressure.
Right here.
99 minutes are up. We appreciate you guys' support. Go to our website, theillestpodcast.com. There's links on there to all of our social media pages.
On the show.
Yeah. No one filled my toes. Check out Patreon, patreon.com/theillestpodcast.
I'm saving them for OnlyFans.
Yeah, she's saving them for OnlyFans. Check out Patreon if you want bonus episodes, if you want early access, if you want All kinds feet of good picks. Shit. Yeah. Feet pics.
Patreon feet pics.
Pizza Amanda's Patreon toe pics.
It's exactly. Bitch. Yeah. It's if you want a picture of Mitch's insole.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wake insole. Up tomorrow morning. Joel's got a camera by my foot.
Relax. I just want to take a couple pictures.
Don't. Yeah. They'll never know it's you.
Exactly. Exactly. But all those things, patreon.com/theitlistpodcast. Sign up for a tier level today. You get entered in our Wheel of Booze, which I think we're going to draw one next episode.
Oh, awesome.
Actually, last episode. Yeah. Fantastic. We appreciate you guys. Thank you very much for Amanda the Ginger Ninja.
We love
you. Moheat Mitch. Mikey, no name. I'm fat. I was concerned that she was going to push a button. I'm Fat Angel. Like we'll see you guys next time. Peace. Okay, no, don't hit.
We sure do hope that you enjoy the ride. We hope we gave you tickles deep inside. Won't you try to keep that smile on your face until next week, same time, same place. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. Fare thee well. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. We won't tell. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. Fare thee well. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. We won't tell.